There was great expectation that today Syrian President Bashar al-Assad would lift the emergency law that's been a bulwark of the Ba'ath Party's hold on power for 48 years, but that did not happen. Instead, Assad made a speech blaming foreign conspirators for the unrest that's engulfed Syria over the last 2 weeks. Dozens of protesters have been killed in a government crackdown. Assad said, "We are for meeting the people's demands. We are not in favor of chaos and destruction." And he offered no concessions. We'll count Professor David Lesh among those disappointed by Assad's words today. He's professor of Middle East history at Trinity University in San Antonio, and he interviewed President Assad for his book, The New Lion of Damascus, Bashar al-Assad and Modern Syria. Professor Lesh, welcome to the program.
Pleasure to be here.
There was a lot of buildup for this speech. This is the first time that Syrians heard from their president since the protests began. And in the end, Assad offered really nothing to them. Were you surprised by that?
I am surprised. I was hoping for much more than what he did. And the fact that he, you know, focused on conspirators and enemies of the state and so forth is very tired. It's something that Mubarak said, Gaddafi said, Saleh said in Yemen. And, you know, the world is full of authoritarian leaders who are unemployed, who had blamed mass uprisings on conspirators and foreign enemies.
Some of those conspirators that President Assad was talking about, he talked about powers trying to bring down Syria and enforce what he called an Israeli agenda. He also blamed satellite channels. Is that familiar language from what you know of Bashar al-Assad, that he would blame those forces, those people?
Yeah, it's familiar language not only of Bashar al-Assad, but Syrians in general. Syrians are given to conspiracy theories, so they're primed to believe the president. And there has been just enough conspiracies inside Syria by foreign powers over the decades to make it believable.
President Assad also pretty much washed his own hands of any responsibility for the dozens of protesters who've been killed. He said security forces were given clear orders not to injure any Syrians. At the same time, he said, you know, this is Syrian blood, these are our brothers. Is that even plausible that crackdown could have been undertaken without his okay?
It's not only plausible, it's probably likely. I've experienced firsthand the disconnect between the government, between the president himself, and the mukhabarat, the secret police or the security services. They see themselves as the protectors of the state, protectors of their own interests, and protectors of the president. Oftentimes, they act convulsively in a way that the president doesn't even want.
We heard President Assad today repeat time and again, I am a reformist, again, giving no sign of that today and offering no concessions. In your interviews with him, when you were writing your book, did you get the sense of him as a leader sort of tugged in two directions on that issue?
I did, and not so much in himself, but in Syria. Syria is tugging him in two directions, the establishment and established interests versus those that want reform. I think down deep he wants reform, particularly economic reform, and he's done quite a bit to date in that regard in terms of private banks, in terms of establishing a stock exchange, educational reform, administrative reform. So he tended to focus on those things and instead of political reform. And when I brought up the idea of political reform, the response was Syrians weren't ready for it, that you know, democracy happens at a different pace in an evolutionary fashion based on the specific historical circumstances in a particular country, which is all very true, but sometimes it can also be used as an excuse to forestall political reform.
I've been talking with Professor David Lesh of Trinity University in San Antonio. He's author of the book, The New Lion of Damascus, Bashar al-Assad and Modern Syria. Professor Lesh, thanks very much.
My pleasure.